Unit 8, Recording 1.
So today, we're talking about a song. A song which is famous all over the world, which also became an incredibly successful musical. Tony Jenkins is here to talk to us about the song and musical We Will Rock You. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
First, tell me about the original song. When did the song come out?
Well, the British rock band Queen started writing songs and performing in the 1970s, and We Will Rock You became a number one hit for them in 1977. Queen's lead singer was Freddie Mercury, but the guitarist, Brian May, wrote the song.
Brian May? Why did he write the song?
Well, he wrote it after a concert. When the concert finished, the audience didn't want to go home. They started singing a football song, a kind of chant, because they wanted Queen to come back on stage. That chanting by the audience inspired May to write We Will Rock You.
The song sounds a bit like a football chant, doesn't it? With the background beat of stamping and clapping.
That's right. In fact, people often sing We Will Rock You at football matches and other sporting events. It's a very inspirational song, an anthem, really, that inspires people.
Yes. And what about the musical? Did Brian May write the musical?
Well, no, he didn't write it. British comedian Ben Elton wrote the musical. But he worked very closely with Brian May and Queen's drummer Roger Taylor. Ben Elton wrote the story, and Brian May and Roger Taylor worked with him, fitting the songs around the story. They are all Queen songs.
And what is the story?
Well, the story is set in the future, 300 years from now. It is a world where you can't write your own music. People watch the same films, listen to the same music, wear the same clothes, and have the same opinions.
Who is the main character?
The main character is called Galileo. And he doesn't want to be the same as everyone else. He wants to be different.
And when did the musical come out?
The first performance was in May 2002 at the Dominion Theatre in London.
Did the musical get good reviews?
Well, actually, no. The critics didn't like it at all.
Really?
But the audiences loved it. And they still do. Over 10 years later, it's still playing in the same theatre in London and in many other countries in the world.
Where did the musical first go on tour?
It first went to Australia in 2003 and then to Japan in 2005. Since then, it's been to many other countries, including Spain, the USA, Russia, South Africa, Italy, Sweden, Singapore, South Korea, many countries around the world.
And where is it showing at the moment?
Well, it's still going strong.